plow first, and they went back and planted later. Down here, when I said down here, in Central Texas and South Texas, cotton crops usually came out during the summer. And people picked cotton. Literally, they picked the cotton out of the bowls. And yeah, in West Texas, what they call pulling bowls, you pull the whole bowl off. Reason why is they wanted to get the cotton in quick. And it takes longer. Well, of course, it's less self-explanatory. It takes you longer to fill up a sack if you pick the cotton than if you do if you pull the bowls. Now, why that happened like that, I don't know. But picking and pulling, picking cotton and pulling cotton is different.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, did you ever do that?
I seem to remember going to the fields once or twice. That wasn't... Well, you can understand, I really didn't have to pick cotton. I wanted to pick cotton. The reason why I didn't have to pick cotton, you know why I didn't have to. But I wanted to pull cotton because the other kids were doing it. And it was sort of like getting into being with the people.
Yeah.
They resented the fact that, you know, kids have funny ways of doing things. They made it sound like it was real exciting pulling cotton, but it wasn't exciting to me once I got out there.
Probably wasn't that
big. I probably didn't make 15 cents for a whole day's work. Very disgusting. After a few days of going out there, I told my aunt I couldn't go back. And she wouldn't let me go back. But it was a lot of fun. My brother and I remember my brother was out there then. And we would pack real big lunches, you know, great big sacks of food. And eat all day long. And lay out.
That was the fun part.
That was the fun part.
The bad part was the
ticket job. I remember this man, his name was Mr. A lot of kids, they had about 8 or 9 kids. And he was a sharecropper. And his kids did most of the work on the farm where he was sharecropping. And I just think he had a bunch of kids keeping working so he'd keep living well. He told my aunt that he didn't want my brother and I to come back out there anymore because it kept his kids from working. He had a daughter. I remember this girl's name was Bobby Nail. She could pull 1,000 pounds of cotton a day.
I never heard such
thing. Oh, yeah. He had one son named Joe. Joe could pull up to 1,500 pounds of cotton a day.
Yeah.
And you can think about how light cotton is.
Yeah.
And dragging a sack through a field and picking up 1,500 pounds of it. That's a lot of work.
That is. That's a lot of work.
That's almost going nonstop on your knees or at your back bend. And you're talking about something that will kill you.
Those
must have been shocked,
yes.
Oh, they
had
to be.
These that are dead after a couple
of
years.
And I used to wonder why that oldest boy looked so old when he was about 17, 18.
Uh-huh.
It worked itself almost to death.
Tell me, what kind of fences did you have on the farm, man? What kind do you remember?
Barbed wire.
How did they make barbed wire fences? Do you know?
Yeah, I know, but I can't tell you. I didn't know the fellow who came up with the first barbed wire fence, in his name at least.
Yeah?
Barbed wire was originally thought of as a means of keeping cattle in a specified location. You know, that was the purpose of barbed wire. And the wire was strung with little barbs on the end, and like the wire's twisted, and like at spaces in the wire, these barbs were put in and twisted, and as they twist around,